Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing a series that I started a few days ago talking about financial stewardship. And I believe that this is something that God has led me to teach on. There's a lot of people struggling during this quote-unquote recession. I've chosen not to participate. I'm not walking in it. Our ministry is doing good. We are blessed more than we've ever been. I'm not saying that to put anybody else down or to exalt myself. But I'm just saying that I don't believe a Christian has to go through a recession. The Lord said in Philippians 4:19 that He would supply all of my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He isn't dictated or limited to the United States economy or whatever country it is that you're watching this in. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world, God can supernaturally meet your needs. I believe that. I believe that that's what the Bible teaches. And during this quote-unquote recession, there are many Christians who have just experienced the same downturn, the same problems, the same pressures as the world. And it's reflected in a lot of different ways. I've seen Barna surveys that I forget the exact figure now, but it was like 25% of all of the evangelical Christians, the very first thing they did to adjust to the recession is to decrease their giving. I tell you, that is not stewardship. I'm not saying that to hurt anybody. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to bring you up to a place to where, praise God, you don't have to be limited to whatever country you live in, their political and economic situation. God can supply your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I started talking yesterday from Luke chapter 16, verse 1. And the Lord there gave an example, a parable about a man who was called a steward. And yesterday I defined a steward according to the dictionary. A steward is a person who manages the affairs of another or the finances of another. And if you would look at your finances as not being yours, but rather, this is God who has prospered me. And if you were to see this not as your money, but this is God's money. And God, what do you want me to do with the money, with the resources, with all of the assets that you've given me? If you could really get that attitude, that to me is a starting place. I believe this. I was taught this from the time I was a little child. This is one of the great benefits of being brought up in a godly home. Is that I remember when I was a kid, I was given a dollar a week for my allowance. And you know what? I gave the entire dollar every Sunday. And I don't know, I guess my parents would allow me to get me some money because I'd get soda every once in a while and other things. So I guess maybe they gave me more. I don't remember how it worked. But I remember that was my allowance and I gave 100% of everything I got. I was taught from the time I was a little kid that everything I have comes from God. And you know, because of this, I've never had a problem giving. Even back when Jamie and I were poor, and I mentioned this on a previous broadcast, that we were, in a sense, homeless. We never lived on the street or took government assistance, but we had to mooch off family members and live with them for a year. I basically, when we started in the ministry, we were so poor we couldn't pay attention. We struggled. We had all kinds of financial problems. But you know what? I always, always, always recognized that what I had came from God, even if it was a very little bit. And I have given. It's possible that I've made a mistake somewhere. But as far as I know, I have given a percentage of every dollar that has ever come my way in my entire life back to God. I have recognized God as my source. And I'm not saying that to brag on myself. I'm just saying that this is something that, to me, is foundational. It's a beginning place. And because of it, God has prospered me. God has blessed me. I mean, we are just blessed, blessed, blessed. My wife and I were talking about it the other day, that it just seems like that God has just prospered us everywhere we turn. Our house is paid off. All of our vehicles are paid off. We don't owe any man anything except to love them, according to what the Scripture says. God has blessed us, and yet I have been through poverty probably as severe or more severe than the vast majority of people watching this program. When I started into ministry and I started living off of the donations that people gave instead of me just working a job and getting paid, and when I changed from the world economy to a God economy, I guarantee you we struggled for probably 10 years. And we've been through hardships. I remember my wife being 8 months pregnant and going 2 weeks without food because we didn't have any food. And, you know, there's people that watch this program all over the world, and they think, well, couldn't you go get government assistance and stuff? And you know, it's available here in the U.S. And, yes, we could have gotten food stamps for at least the first 5 or 10 years of our marriage. But you know what? The Scripture says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed out begging bread. I just could not buy into this world system and start living off of handouts from people. Man, I kept giving and believing God, and I knew that our breakthrough was right around the corner. And, you know, here in retrospect, it was my own pig-headedness and stupidity and stuff that hindered me. But praise God, because I kept seeking, eventually I found. Even an old blind squirrel will get a nut every once in a while if he doesn't quit. And I just refused to quit, and I kept standing on the Word. And God has blessed us, and I am trying to take the things that He has shown me on finances that has caused me to prosper and share them with you. And the very first thing, there's a lot that I want to share, but the very first thing is that you've got to understand that it is not your money. I don't care how hard you've worked for it. I don't care how much effort you've put into it. God is the one who has prospered you. It's God that gave you your health. It's God that caused you to function normally. Of course, that's debatable. Amen. That's subjective. Every person may question whether or not you're normal. But I mean, all that the Lord would have to do is just stir the chemicals in your brain and you would be absolutely out of it and totally dependent upon other people. You have gifts and talents and abilities and all of these things that God has done. And whether you realize it or not, God is the one who has enabled you to get this power. You need to see yourself as a steward. I heard a preacher one time ask all of the congregation to stand up. And then he says, now reach into the back pocket of the person in front of you or into their purse and get their wallet and give like you always wanted to give. Amen. And of course, he was just using that as a joke. But there's a point here that, you know what, if you were and I were in a service and if I gave you my wallet and I said, just give whatever you want to, you would probably give much freer if it was my money than if it was your money. When it's your money, it seems like that there's this string that goes straight from your heart to your wallet. And if somebody touches your wallet, it's like, oh man, you feel this. If you were to give me your wallet or your purse, and if I walked out of the room, your heart would go with me. You know what? Most people are tied to this money because they see security in it. They see prosperity and all these things, and they think, this is my money. And because of that, when the Lord says, give 10%, there are millions of Christians watching this program right now that you know what the Word of God says about a tithe and giving 10%. And yet there are millions of Christians watching this program that don't do it. And you know why? Because, well, it's my money and I want to, but I can't. And you just are not following the leadership of the one who gave you all of the resources that you've got. And one of the reasons is because, honestly, you just don't see that as His money, as His resources. It's yours. And so it's up to you what you do with it. You need to get over that. You know, if you were working for me, say I've got people that manage all of our income and they write our checks and they do things, and I give them directions. But you know what? They do what I tell them to. They don't take the money that's in our bank account and write it out for their house payment. They don't take it and go out and buy a new car and just do whatever they want to with it. I guarantee you, if I found out that one of my employees somehow or another was doing that, they would be fired in a hurry because they are supposed to steward this money for me. And of course, I am stewarding the resources that God has given me directly responsible to Him. But see, when it comes to an employer-employee thing, we understand that that's thievery. That's embezzlement. You can't do stuff like that. You'd be fired. You'd be taken to court. You would be prosecuted for doing things like that. If you would get this attitude that this isn't my money, this isn't my house, this isn't my car, I am a steward. God gave these resources to me, and it really belongs to Him. What does He want me to do? If you had that attitude, in my estimation, that is a beginning point. That is the place that you're supposed to be. And if you could really understand that, it would transform the way that you deal with finances. I really believe that. You know, I'm going to take a little break right here. Our camera crew went around and they just interviewed some people in our Bible school and asked some questions and asked people to make some comments on this financial stewardship and how it's impacted them since they've been here associated with this ministry. So I'm going to show this. It's just real brief here for a minute or two, and then I'll come back and continue to talk about financial stewardship.
We are really stewards of God's money, and I realize that I am just a caretaker of what He's given me.
I didn't realize that everything belonged to God. And that everything I had was a gift, and I was a steward, a watcher over what I had.
God has such an abundance. And when Andrew said that even though the depression or whatever the government's calling it, we don't have to go there, man, I don't go there.
You know, the Lord blessed you with this, and how did you buy your car without going in debt? And, you know, we saved for it. You know, there are laws you have to go by. But then you sow good and the Lord's going to bless good.
You know, the economy is bad, but God's economy is not bad. So we're just claiming the kingdom of God economy.
You know, recently took a 20% salary cut and a 40% salary cut and then got sort of laid off and put on furlough. But I have not missed one single payment. It's unexplainable. But as I sow into this ministry and into the kingdom of God, it just miraculously, you know, my needs are met, my needs are provided to the point where not only have I been able to pay my bills, but for the first time in my life, I've been able to save money.
We're out of debt, we've got money in the bank, we're able to give more than we've ever given. So, you know, God's word is true. When I gave and I've trusted God, He came through, and it's been awesome.
Praise God. Did you notice that some of these made special mention of the fact that they were a steward, that they had gotten this concept? And, you know, we're going to continue as we go through this series. We're going to take other people's testimonies and show them. And I tell you, this is just a beginning place. You need to recognize that God is the source of everything that you've got. And sometimes this is hard for people to get because you say, no, I worked for this. You don't know how much effort I put into it. But you know what? You wouldn't have had the energy. You wouldn't have had the talents. You wouldn't have been born in this country. You didn't force yourself to be born in a prosperous nation. You didn't force yourself to be born at this time. You didn't do anything to leverage and make this happen. You had zero control over these things. Whether you know it or not, God is the source of everything. You couldn't have a single thing if God didn't give it to you. And some of you, that's hard for you to recognize. But I really, really, really believe that's true. And I believe that someday we're going to stand before God. And just like the examples where Jesus talked about the man who gave money to his servants and left and went into a far country and told him to occupy till he came and stuff. And then he comes back and holds them accountable for what they did with the resources that he had given them. It wasn't just theirs. They were stewarding these resources for Him. And the people who did good, He blessed them and gave them increase. The people who didn't do anything and that hid the Lord's money, you know what? He punished them. And I believe we are going to be held accountable. And someday you're going to stand before God and you're going to give answer for how we stewarded His money. And I'm going to be talking about this for a number of weeks, and so there's a lot to say here. I'm not wanting to jump ahead, but I can promise you that many of us, I can say it this way, if you aren't giving at least the tithe, you are not stewarding God's money. And I know that there's many of you that are offended right there, and you just have a tendency to flip the dial, turn off the TV, or do whatever. But Galatians 4:16 says, am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? If what I'm saying is true, and if God is the source of all of our blessing, if God's the one who gives us power to get wealth so that He could establish His covenant here on the earth, like it says in Deuteronomy 8:18, if these things be true, well, then the Word of God says that we are supposed to honor the Lord with the first fruits of our increase. We are supposed to pay this tithe. We are supposed to give this tithe cheerfully. And if you aren't doing that, if it's truly His and He's given this to you, and if you aren't doing at least that, I can guarantee you, you are not being a steward. And there are many of you that say, but you just don't understand. I want to give. I just don't have it to give. You have it. That's the reason He didn't say that every person has to give $1,000 or $10,000 or whatever it is. It's not a certain dollar amount. It's a percentage. If all you have is a dollar or a pound or a lira or whatever it is that you use in your country, whatever the currency is, if you've got one of them, you can give 10% of that to the Lord. It doesn't matter about the size of your gift. It's about the percentage. Are you stewarding? Are you recognizing that everything that you have comes from God? And if you really believe that, then follow His instructions. He's the boss. It's not your money. What does He tell you to do with it? And you know, I've got a lot of things, and I'm going to be teaching on this. And we're going to be going into great detail about how He instructed us to handle money. But I'm just saying that this is a beginning point, is to say, it's not mine. What do you want me to do? And if you would start honoring the Lord with the first fruits of your income, if you would give like He told us to do, then God will start supernaturally entrusting you with more, and He will increase you, and He will give you more assets so that you can be a bigger blessing and so that He can control you. If God could find you as a steward, if He would find you faithful managing His money, then you know what? He'll give you that which is your own. That's what it goes on to say here in Luke chapter 16, verse 11. I'm going to get into that parable later. But God won't give you things that are your own until you become faithful stewarding and recognizing that what He's given you is actually His. It belongs to Him. And instead of, you know, living with a closed hand like, this is mine, you need to open up your hand and say, God, everything I've got is Yours. What do You want me to do with it? This will control the way that you spend your money, too. You know, there are people watching right now that you are watching things on television, on the internet. You're spending your money to purchase things that if, you know, the Lord was present there and if you were saying, if you had this attitude, God, this money that You've given me is Yours. What do You want me to do with it? Do you think God would want you to see some of the movies that you see? Do you think that if Jesus walked in and physically sat down, would you be comfortable watching all of the movies that you watch? Would you be comfortable buying all of the things that you buy? If you were saying, Father, I want to honor You, what do You want me to do? Do you think that the Lord would lead you to spend your money the way that you spend it? Some of you are saying yes. Some of you are saying, I don't think so. You know what? Again, you need to recognize that this really isn't yours and that you are a steward and that you need to be responsible to God. And you need to recognize that God is the one who should be directing this. And the good news about this is some people are thinking, this is so restrictive, I would do without. You know, I'm going to go on and talk about these things in greater depth. But let me just say that God will treat you better than you would treat yourself. He might treat you differently than you would treat yourself, but it would wind up being better. The Lord is El Shaddai, not El Cheapo. He paves His streets with gold. God will take care of you. God will bless you. I know some of you find that hard to believe because, again, we have so many religious concepts and we just think that the Lord wants us to live in a little shack over here and be poor. And Christians have gone around promoting this poverty mentality type of thing. And there's just all kinds of reasons that people struggle with what I'm saying. But I'm telling you, based on the Word of God, that God will bless you. If you aren't embarrassed at the level of prosperity that you're living at, then I don't believe that God is totally your source. Now, that's a strong statement. I know some of you may struggle with that, but I really believe that's true. I had a man that bought me cars for a number of years. And he didn't buy me cheap cars. He bought me the top of the line. He bought me these nice cars. He bought me a van one time that every time I went and people saw it, they'd say, "Man, where did you get this? What must you do for a living?" And when I told them I was a preacher, they would look at me and think, "You know what? This is too nice of a car for a preacher to have." And it was kind of embarrassing. And I went back to this man and I said, "I appreciate what you're doing. I said, I love this vehicle. And I am not complaining, but I said, it's embarrassing. Sometimes people think that a preacher shouldn't be driving this nice of a car." And man, he just spoke something that, I mean, it went right into my heart. And he said, "If you aren't embarrassed at your level of prosperity, then God isn't really your source. If you can look at everything and say, I did this, this is my effort, then you know what? You aren't going beyond the natural. You aren't into the supernatural. You're just doing things by your own effort." And I can truthfully say that now God has blessed us to where there's a lot of people that would look at us and think, "You know, you drive too nice of a cars," and things like this. But they're gifts. They're given to me. I mean, God has blessed us. I'm just trying to say all of this, that God is not against you having things, but it ought to be something that God has blessed you with, not that you have taken money that should have been used to tithe and to give and to do what God instructed you to do, and you are accumulating all of these things because you have taken money that God directed other places and you've used it on yourself. You need to see yourself as a steward. You need to recognize it is not your money, that God is the one who has prospered you. And if you can adopt the things that I've said right here, and if you could accept that this is true, then the next logical step is that, all right, God, if it's yours, what do you want me to do? And now this just opens you up to all of the instructions in the Word. But you know, if I miss this point, if I don't make this first point about that you need to see yourself as a steward, and recognize you are just managing someone else's affair. If you miss this point, then everything else I have to say about prosperity, everything I'm going to teach from the Word of God, it's like it's not going to have the same impact because you are looking at it and evaluating, well, this is my money and I'm not sure I want to do this, I want to do that. You need to humble yourself and recognize that you are only a steward of what God has blessed you with, and it's not yours. And so whether you like it or not, you just need to follow the instructions that are in the Word of God. Again, I go back to the example of people who work for me. They may not agree with every decision I make about what I want to do, but you know what? I'm the one who my name's on the door. It's my ministry. And if I tell an employee, you do this, then they should follow the instructions. It's not their money. They may not want to go on a television station that I want to go on, but if I'm the one who runs this ministry, I tell them, you pay these bills, whether they like it or not, you do it. I actually had an employee one time that didn't think that I ought to be on some stations that I was on, and so he just quit paying the bills. And we had discussed it, and I told him, don't you quit paying those bills, you pay those bills. He didn't like it. He thought that we'd be better off to be off of these radio stations, so he quit paying the bills. And they wound up canceling me because I hadn't paid my debts. And when I researched it and found out what happened, guess what happened? I fired that man because he wasn't a steward. It wasn't his money. He couldn't do it the way he wanted to do. He worked for me. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you need to get this attitude that it is not your finances. God is the one who has prospered you, and you need to follow His instructions and do what He tells you to do. You know, we're out of time today, but I want to encourage you to listen to our announcer as he gives you this information, and then call or write and receive these materials.
The faithful support of partners makes this program possible. We invite you to join Andrew as he spreads the message of God's unconditional love and grace. Write, call, or visit our website and become a partner today.
Andrew's complete teaching series titled Financial Stewardship is available on either CD or on DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is offered for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify the CD or DVD when you order. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The first audio teaching in today's series is also available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD titled, What is a Steward? Free of charge. We'd like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled, Sharper Than a Two-Edged Sword, for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma this week for Pastor Bob Yandian's Ministers Conference, April 27th through the 29th. In Atlanta, Georgia for a Gospel Truth Seminar, May 5th through the 7th, and at the Solid Rock of Atlanta Church, Sunday, May 8th. He'll also be in the UK for the Grace and Faith Family Camp, May 27th through the 30th, in Colorado Springs, Colorado for a Better Way to Worship Conference, June 15th through the 17th, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference, July 4th through the 8th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
Many of you may feel a desire to participate financially in a meaningful way. We'd like to give you the opportunity to invest yourself in building the lives of Charis Bible College world changers through the Foundation Builders Program. This special group of ministry partners is joining hands financially with Andrew and Jamie to make this vision a reality. Call, write, or go to our website to become a partner today. And see the virtual tour of the new Charis Bible College campus online at www.awmi.net.